completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients. We are broadcast worldwide on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, you can go to SEOQueen.com and download the free ebook, 101 Ways to Improve Your Marketing and Sales. And this is a great book to check out. So today's topic is SEO statistics. So this is a topic that I'm definitely super excited to share with you guys because, you know, why is this show called the SEO Queen Tech Show? Why is SEO so important? So I want to talk about that today. So SEO, what is SEO? SEO is search engine optimization. It is the process for developing a marketing and technical plan to improve visibility within one or more search engines. On the marketing side, SEO refers to the process of targeting specific keywords where the site should win in searches. So if you have a website and you use SEO, you can definitely get more customers, clients, and revenue without paying for advertising. So SEO is definitely a game changer because only 30% of your competition is using it. 94% of people going to search engines trust organic results only. One great statistic is, this comes from the Search Engine Journal, inbound leads cost 61% less than outbound leads, and inbound marketing delivers 54% more leads into your marketing funnel than traditional outbound leads. And then inbound marketing channels continue to be the most important sources of lead generation. Social media is the only channel that eclipses SEO in popularity. And the next one is the average company that blogs generates 55% more website visitors. The average company that blogs generates 97% more inbound links. The average company that blogs generates 434% more index pages. And blogging just equals business. 61% of US customers have made a purchase based on a blog post. So that's really important. 61% of US customers have made a purchase based on a blog post. So 70% of consumers prefer to get to know a company via articles, not ads. And these are some great statistics. I wanted to share about 30 more with you guys. The average one-page article on Google contains 1,200 to 1,447 words. So making sure that your articles are a good length is good. 12.29% of search query results pages now include featured snippets. And featured snippets are a great way to boost the visibility of your content by optimizing your content with your H1, H2, H3 tags. You can definitely get a feature snippet that way. Google's deep learning BERT algorithm affects 10% of search queries. So BERT stands for bidirectional encoder representations from transformers. And this is an update that Google rolled out to its algorithm that builds on the Hummingbird algorithm change to basically add more a conversational, a natural language approach to the search results. So Google knows what you're looking for. So another statistic is coronavirus was the top global search term in 2020. Travel search demand increased by 30% in 2020 in the third quarter. Voice search was predicted to account for 50% of all searches in 2020 by ComScore. And 67.6% of all clicks go to the first five organic results. And 15% of all Google search terms have never been searched for before. So there's always, this is really important for those. I get asked by clients and potential customers all the time, how often should I redo my keywords? And the answer is you should definitely refresh and reanalyze your keywords as often as possible, because there's definitely shifts in the way people talk about products and services and ask questions and look for things. So Google definitely demands the largest market share of any search engine. Right now, it has over 2/3 of the world's market. And so unfortunately, Yahoo, the OG of the pack, is less than 5% of the global market. There are over 85,000 Google searches each second, according to Internet Live Stats. And so this is incredible. And this adds up to trillions of searches per year. So basically, for me, this is great news for entrepreneurs, because you know that somebody somewhere is looking for you, and all you have to do is be visible and you can get that traffic. Over 50% of product searches start on Amazon. And so Google may dominate for general web searches, but Amazon is also a search engine that if you can have a presence on, that is awesome. Having a presence on Amazon and being able to optimize your business on there for a presence. I know the SEO Queen, there's the book SEO Training 2017, Search Engine Optimization and Marketing for Small Business. That's our book. That's on the web, on Amazon.com. You can Google the SEO Queen, SEO Training 2017, and pick up that book. Some other SEO statistics that are really cool to share. 61% of marketers consider SEO efforts in boosting organic presence the top inbound marketing priority. 70% of marketers think that SEO delivers better results than PPC. I would concur with that. I would say that I'm definitely in that 70%, because PPC, for the amount of money that you spend per click to get that traffic, is definitely a better ROI for the effort on SEO rather than PPC. 86.5% of SEOs use PPC data to inform their SEO campaigns. Absolutely. SEO leads have a close rate of 14.6%. SEO cost statistics, the majority of professional SEOs charge less than, than $150 per hour. There's some interesting statistics here. Long tail keywords have superior click-through rates. And this definitely makes a lot of sense, because it's definitely more specific. Long tail keywords have a click-through rates of 3 to 5% greater than regular keywords, according to Smart Insights. Most search phrases are four words or more. And the vast majority, about 92.42% of keywords, have a monthly search volume of less than 10. And these highly specific, unpopular search terms make up around 39% of the total search demand, according to Ahrefs. So another interesting trend is how to cut your hair and similar terms saw record search volumes in 2020. One clear marketing in 2020 was a surge in search volume for DIY beauty how-tos, as consumers had to do a lot of things at home independently. So people definitely are looking for information. So if you as a business can create how-to content on in any way, shape, or form, that definitely is going to draw valuable traffic to your site. So the most important ranking factor is direct website visits, and this is according to the SEMrush Ranking Factors Study 2.0. And SEMrush is one of the industry standard tools, great company that just went public this year as well. On-page SEO factors are amongst the least important ranking factors. Surprisingly, the same SEMrush study found that keywords were relatively unimportant in ranking position, despite the fact that keyword optimization is one of the most widely adopted SEO techniques. Using the keyword in anchor, body, title, and meta description, as well as keyword density, were all found to be relatively unimportant. I would definitely, this is interesting that this is here. I would say that keywords are important in the fact that it informs your content. And I also think another thing to consider with this is because of the hummingbird algorithm, the BERT algorithm is just kind of knowing what people are searching for, and creating how-to content around that is definitely helpful. So the average bounce rate for top ranking pages is around 50%. Number one ranking pages have almost four times more backlinks than those in positions 2 through 10. So you definitely, getting backlinks is very, very important. And for those who don't understand what a bounce rate is, before I move on again, is bounce rate is how fast someone leaves your site. So if someone leaves in a second or two from the page, that's your bounce rate. So if you have 100 people who come to your page and 90 of those 100 leave within like a few seconds, then your bounce rate is at 90%. Now, if you have a website, 100 people come and they stay for, 5 minutes, 50 of them stay for 5 minutes, 50% of them leave within seconds, then your bounce rate is 50%. Yeah, so another important SEO statistic is the average first page website has a loading speed of 1.65 seconds. And this is pretty fast. Page speed is definitely something very, very important. And the next statistic is over 90% of content gets no Google search traffic. And this is wild, but it takes a lot of, there's over 200 factors that Google uses in order to rank a website, and you really have to just stay the course and keep on optimizing until you get it to where Google is crawling your site on a regular basis and giving you the traffic that you want and need. Now, 66.31% of pages have zero backlinks. And this is a major reason why Websites fail to rank. And one of the things that we do at the SEO Queen when we work on client website is, number one, we optimize every single page and we build backlinks to every single page on your site. That's one thing that we do with our campaigns, because we want to make sure that we're sending as many signals to Google as possible. And that's just one of the things that we do to site. So yeah, just 5.7% of pages rank in the top 10 search results within the first year. And so SEO is definitely a long-term strategy. It doesn't generate instant results like PPC campaigns. And getting your post to rank doesn't happen overnight. However, you can win depending on how competitive your niche is. So, we're going to definitely talk about some more statistics. I have some more interviews that are coming. It has been a great, great, awesome summer with the Reach More Clients Power Conference that just happened at the end of July. And so hopefully we'll have a recap episode soon. And we're retooling the conference and getting ready to announce the details for that. So hopefully tickets will be available for that soon. But my name is Z Scott. I am the SEO Queen. And you've been listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show. And I invite you to come out to our website at SEOQueen.com. We have new SEO tips every day. And it's a great resource. Definitely you want to download the ebook 101 Ways to Improve Your Marketing and Sales. You want to download that ebook as soon as you can, because if you don't have a marketing plan and if you're looking to learn more about search engine optimization and marketing and just taking your business to the next level, if you're bootstrapping, even if you're not bootstrapping, it's a great way to get ideas. I outline the strategies and methods that I've used over my career to drive over $70 million worth of revenue for my clients. So with that being said, my name is Z Scott, the SEO Queen. You've been listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show. And this is a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients. We are broadcast on Bashani Radio worldwide, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Thank you so much for listening. Go to SEOQueen.com again, and please download the free ebook, 101 Ways to Improve Your Marketing and Sales. And until next time, thanks for listening.
It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.